Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Countdown to Election Day has begun. And while business development continues to surge as a hot topic this campaign season, the expired farm bill seems to have disappeared off candidates' radars completely. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer has this report.
Hi, Raisin.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
At the Uptown Cafe in Jefferson, Iowa, Mike Holden extends a hearty greeting to another Greene County farmer. Holden runs a beef, corn, and soybean farm 10 miles away in Scranton. Like many other farmers, Holden says he cares about the farm bill, especially its crop insurance program.
This year is a prime example of why we have to have that safety net. When you had drought from the sandhills of Nebraska to the eastern edge of Ohio down to northern Texas and everywhere in between, you have to have some sort of a fallback.
This year, he'll vote in the tight election fight between Republican incumbent Representative Steve King and former Iowa First Lady Kristi Vilsack, a Democrat. It's one of the many competitive races across the Midwest that will help determine who controls Congress, and its farm country setting could have given the farm bill prime billing. Since Republican House leaders stalled the farm bill last summer, many observers thought campaigning Democrats would pressure incumbent Republicans for an explanation.
To me, the big surprise about the farm bill is that the Democrats have actually not made more of a case for the farm bill and essentially made that more part of their campaign in criticizing Republicans, who are the ones who have blocked it.
That's Iowa State University political science professor Stefan Schmidt. Weeks ago, he thought the farm bill would really matter in certain tight races. In North Dakota, Nebraska, and Missouri, House Republicans face tough competition for re-election or for Senate seats. But with election season reaching its final stage, the candidates and voters largely have other priorities. The thing is, elections are a numbers game. This year's divisive presidential election is expected to boost turnout. But Schmidt says there just aren't enough farmers anymore to drive the agenda, even in the Midwest. Plus, it seems that everywhere, concerns about jobs, the so-called fiscal cliff, and social issues are overshadowing farm policy. In Missouri, for instance, where current House Republican Todd Akin is challenging Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, ag issues should be important. But the campaign has largely centered on social issues and personal attacks. Throughout farm country, Schmidt says, campaign strategists choose carefully what to focus on. And apparently, there's not much to gain from talking about the farm bill. Even if it's not on voters' minds when they cast their ballots, the future of the farm bill will be determined by the decisions they make at the polls. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Now, by most accounts, Missouri is a pink state. Not red, not blue, pink. But when 100 small business owners in Missouri were asked which candidate was more supportive of small business, 35% chose President Barack Obama, 24% picked Governor Mitt Romney, and 41% said they were unsure. That's from a recent George Washington University and Thumbtack poll. To learn more, I jetted up to Moberly to visit a small business owner and get his perspective.
Here are some of the different styles. You see that one, which is kind of a symmetrical 11-spoke.
39-year-old Daniel Finke makes and sells high-end performance car parts, like the fancy high-tech wheels he's pointing out, for race cars and luxury cars. His office sits in the corner of a pristine warehouse. There are large computer screens with perplexing schematics on them and car wheels sitting in random locations. Like many startup business owners, Finke was looking for the ideal place to set up shop. For his company, called FinSpeed, proximity to the race scene and property price were top priority.
We were thinking about Daytona Beach. We were thinking about Macon, Georgia. If we could be in Missouri, we wanted to, because I have an 8-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter, and both of our parents. My wife is from Glasgow and I'm from Bowling Green.
Then he got a call about a place in Moberly.
And I happened to be coming through here, so I was, hell, why not? And this was the first one we looked at, and it really, I thought, well, it's too big. I can't afford it. It's out of our price range. And it really was. I mean, we were looking for like 6,000 or 7,000 square feet. This is 12.
But thanks to tax abatement on the property by the city, Finke was able to afford it. He signed the lease in 2010. Finke, who identifies as fiscally conservative and socially liberal, says he used private investments and personal financing from a local bank to get FinSpeed up and running successfully without federal help.
I would have trouble sleeping at night knowing that my neighbors on either side of me, their tax dollars went to fund my business. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a negative view of people that use that, and I think there's a good place for it.
Indeed, state and federal incentives apparently do matter to small business owners. Those incentives, along with tax rates and regulations, top the Thumbtack poll as important issues related to the success of the owner's business. For Finke's business, fair trade sits atop the list of key concerns this election.
If we had fair trade, half of what we make would go overseas. I just sent a quote to a gentleman in Singapore, and the cost of the product was less than the cost of getting it to him and his goods and services taxes and everything that his government put on it.
So knowing all this, I wondered which candidates Finke would vote for. When I ask about the Missouri U.S. Senate race between incumbent Claire McCaskill and Republican Todd Akin, Finke reaches for his water bottle.
Man, I'm really conflicted on that one. So, you know, Senator McCaskill's done a great job in some areas. I like how she's thrifty. I like how she looks at things. I think on some of those big picture things, she's missed a little bit. I don't think that means she's done a bad job. The whole Akin comment, that's just, you can't be, that's something, he can apologize for it, that's fine, but that disqualifies him, in my opinion.
He's referring to a comment Akin made saying, quote, legitimate rape rarely results in pregnancy. Here, Finke actually continues to wrestle with his answer for another minute.
That comment by Akin, I don't know the guy. I've done a little bit of research on his kind of his positions. And financially, I agree with him more than Senator McCaskill. But I really can't answer it. I don't know how I'm going to vote on that.
And what about president?
I'm going to go with Romney.
And what's the big reason?
Trade agreements. I think that's just, you know, that's a huge part of why our economy is the way it is right now.
As I was leaving, I asked Finke just how sure he was voting for Romney. His answer, 90%. That's a wrap for Business Beat this week. Head to KBIA.org to check out these stories, as well as in-depth interviews we've been doing with many of the candidates. Just search for Candidate Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening, and go vote.